Blog Talk Radio.
Shakedown Sports Podcast. I am your host, LRP. I rose dolo from state to state just for a little bit, waiting on the brothers to tune in, dial in, check in, everybody. I hope you're doing well. Glad to see everybody woke up in there this morning. Feels so good to wake up this morning. You know what I mean? Shakedown is here. Forgive my absence yesterday on Reaction Mondays as the brothers broke down to 53. You know what I'm saying? Shouts out to them. Forgive me. I know we all had some problems yesterday. My butt was passed out. I'm trying to tell you. 3 a.m., 9 to 5 for Americans out there. I know you feel me. I know you understand. But definitely funny. And the brothers broke down these New York football giants, as we tend to do around this time. You know what I mean? Season's right around the corner. Glad to be here. Glad you guys are all right. hope you're in traffic. Try not to lose your cool. You know what I mean? Do as I say, not as I do. Because if you live in Houston, boy, that traffic would definitely drive you nuts. So, but cut day, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to get into it. We're going to get into it early and often, as the brother Freezy would say. You know what I mean? New York Giants, all kinds of news popping off. We're going to get into it. Jerry Jones doing all kinds of stuff behind people's back. You know what I'm saying? It was just like making moves. I'm going to make you feel all the way inferior up in here because I'm doing stuff. We're going to get into that. We're going to get into Wandale being activated. We're going to get into that. Wandale has been activated. Team is shaping up. Folks are shipping out. I'm very upset that Perk didn't get on the goddamn bus. Looking like an all the way turnstile. Shakes. Talk to me, bro. What's going on? Wake your ass up. I got all kinds of energy. Shouts out to Dunkin' Donuts. You know what I'm saying? Who says that often? Shouts out to Dunkin' Donuts. Woke me up on that latte. That's some shit you don't hear every day. But talk to me, brother. My Perk ain't get on the bus, brother. Huh?
No, I said Dunkin' Donuts need to pay us for that shit, too.
That's exactly right. Dunkin' Donuts, I will not say anything else until you pay us for that.
Word
up. I lost my cool. Forgive me. But I am all the way live this morning. And I'm mad that Perk had like 87 false starts, but they only called him for 7. Super mad at that. But other than that, man, that's what we're talking about today, man. We're talking about these Giants, talking about the 53, talking about cuts. The final has to get down today. A lot of players. And fans, man, call up the number to call in. This is our morning call-in show. So call in and talk to us and let us know how you feel about your respective teams on cut day. Who did you see in the preseason that they may have let go or they may have kept that you are excited about, and who can you tell us about our offensive line that we can snatch? So please let us know. Number to call in, 515-605-9755, because we got some cards here that we want to trade in. So tell us who you saw that they ain't going to keep that we can put on our offensive line, because the signs are out. Shaking the change cup, as Freeze would say. I'm all the way out there with the circle glasses shakes. With the circle glasses, the dark joints.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Looking like some Magoo shit.
Mm-hmm.
All right, rest in power to Magoo, by the way. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that was crazy.
But what's up, baby?
Rest in peace to Bray Wyatt as well. Terry Funk in the wrestling world. Throwing
yes.
that up. That man, that Bray Wyatt. You know, in the time that I'm already grieving. You know what I mean? I'm still grieving, and then like I see Bray Wyatt. Like, listen, Bray Wyatt. Real quick, let me just speak on that. Like Bray Wyatt.
Step to the stage, bro. It's all yours.
So, for one, he comes from a wrestling family as well. And if y'all don't know, for nobody that don't follow wrestling like I do. He's part of the Wyndham family. And the Wyndham family, they had Barry Wyndham. They had, if you can remember, the IRS guy.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, IRS was actually Bray Wyatt's father. That was his dad. So it's a lot of Wyndhams in the WWE history. And Bray Wyatt is definitely one of them. And he was the new school Wyndham. And the way he connected with the fans was unbelievable. And his character is supposed to be a heel. And which, if you don't know, a heel is supposed to be a bad guy. But he's supposed to be a heel. And even though he was a heel, he still had followers, still had people lighting up their phones every time he came out to represent that they was fireflies. You know what I mean? This guy, man, like, he came through in wrestling on a phenomenon. Like, he just came through, just stormed through. And, you know, sometimes, and a lot of times, people come through and make a huge impact because they're not going to be here for so long. So, rest in peace to Bray Wyatt. Rest in peace to Terry Funk. Rest in peace to my grandmother, Big Mama. And, you know, it's difficult for when somebody transitions, but, you know, they're in a better place now, and we just have to keep reminding ourselves of that.
Absolutely, but, celebrating life, you know what I mean? And Bray Wyatt, you're absolutely right. Bray Wyatt's character, and so I definitely salute and transition. I'm glad that everybody got their wings, you know what I mean, and they flying like Top Gun right now. And you keep flying, you keep, you know what I mean, inspiring everybody. But Bray Wyatt's character was definitely all the way live, man. I loved his character, the promotion that they had for him, the push that they had for him. I think they fell off a little bit, not to, you know, be negative, but it was working, it was good, man. And he played his role, and he was super talented. And to learn about his history and the life and the lineage that he had with the IRS and, you know what I mean? I remember him. I remember that whole group, the Wyndham family, and very, you know, all of them. And they had a lineage just as long as, you know, the bloodline, the Rock, and all that. You know, super involved in the business, and it was definitely that one. If you're fans of wrestling, we don't care if you're not. You know what I mean? It's we are, so it is what it is. But it was a definite loss to the wrestling world of Bray Wyatt, man. So, you know, salute. Your intro was all the way dope. Your character was all the way dope. You know what I mean? You had a brilliant mind for it, and it worked. So, salute. Definitely, man. So, shout out to Shakes for bringing that up. I'm glad because I definitely wanted to, you know, man, that's dope.
That's a fact. That's a fact. But now we got to get back to this 53-man roster thing because that's happening today at 4 p.m. Eastern time. So, if you don't know, go to the Shakedown Sports Media. Yo, come on, bro. I done fucked that whole shit up.
The sheet's on you now,
Shakedown Media Network. Y'all, I'm just waking up, y'all. Y'all got to excuse me, okay? All right. The Shakedown Media Network on YouTube. Please go like and subscribe to all the videos and subscribe to the channel. But yesterday we did our take of our 53-man roster predictions. Definitely want to go check that out. But we didn't have LRP there. We didn't have LRP there or his 53-man roster predictions because he ain't give it to us. I don't know what the hell he was doing all yesterday. But everybody else put it in. Pause. Besides him and E. But, you know what I'm saying? You know? And I'm like, where's LRP? Where's his 53? Like, he could have at least gave us the 53 and we could have went over it. So that's where I want him to go over his 53-man roster on this episode today. We're going to go through it. Even if he don't have it written down, we're going to go through it together. Together. All right? But
you
yeah,
got all kinds of homework that I've been doing lately, and I was like, shit, hey, get that paper done.
Yeah, I ain't got it in me. Not today.
I was like, yo, where your paper at, son? I was like, yo, I ain't even do that paper, you know what I mean? But, nah, it was actually and I told the people, America, I told y'all earlier, the 3 a.m., 9 to 5 is the breaking a brother back, you know what I mean? You never know when you get narcoleptic off this motherfucker fucking with my schedule. You know what I'm saying? I was just straight one moment like, oh, that's funny as shit, J-Rock. Next moment, it's 3 a.m. I'm like, okay, that happened. I'm like, what the hell? I was a phone all in the hand, you know what I'm saying? Pause. But that's after I watched the show last night when I did wake up, it was actually, you know, it was a gift that, well, not a gift that I wasn't there, but it worked out because y'all had a fantastic show, first off. Shit was super, you know, it was fantastic. You know what I mean? And I was like, shit, you know, I share the same view, so probably I would have been redundant in a lot of ways. So that's how, but yeah, we could definitely go through it if the people want to hear it directly. There ain't no problem. But I'm in agreement with the brothers in most areas. Offensive line, y'all already know. I just tell you that I can go on and on. We're going to get into it because that is, you know, the second part of it. Once those dudes knee in, you know, it's fine if these guys are in for verses. But if we got to count on them for songs, bro, the album ain't going to sell. Just saying. Shit look all the way bad, bro. And Pert is one, you know what I mean, like Joe Clark say. They say one bad apple spoils the bunch. You know what I'm saying? That's why I got their asses out. And that's all I'm going to say.
Word. But to answer your question real quick before we get to that, the Pert thing, like I was saying, man, in yesterday's episode, like he does amazing in run blocking. He really does. But his pass protection is so fucking poor that you like, what the fuck? You know what I mean? Like it makes him look like he's horrible. But then when you see him seal off those runs, you like, oh, that's why. You know what I'm saying? Because you see him getting turnstile, and you like, oh shit, Pert is a whole bum out here. But then you'll see a run go for 15, and you like, how did that happen? And you look back at the replay, and Pert motherfucking sat there and sealed that shit off. So you like, oh. So for that reason, man, I think he makes the 53. You know what I mean? Reluctantly. He's like the, at the bottom of the barrel. Like, boy, you was holding on to a thread. You still here, though. You still here. But you was holding on, boy. So it's kind of that situation with Pert. But let's talk about it, man. So I'm pretty sure you got two quarterbacks. It's like everybody, you suspects.
I would have went with DeVito, man. That was another change, a difference. I would have went. DeVito would have been my second quarterback. Is what I'm saying.
Wow. Okay, so you got Jones and DeVito.
Yeah, but I understand why that would probably be a hindrance to. Maybe DeVito. I'm not saying that he'd be a starting quarterback, you know, consistently. I'm not saying that. But to be given the opportunity to fight a little closer to somebody more on that tier to perhaps get a starting job. But I would have went with DeVito, yeah. I think he played better. I think his decision-making was better. And if in the pinch, I wouldn't mind him having to come in if Daniel Jones, God forbid, something happened to him. But I would have went with him.
All right. So how many running backs did you have on your 53?
I'm going to get prepared for this. When I'm sitting there, I got to start running my mouth. I forgot what I was going to do. But give me one second here. Be right there. There it is. Okay. So, running backs, let's go with 1, 2. Three. Yeah. No, not three. I'll go with three. Who'd y'all go with? Y'all went with three or four?
most of us went 4, and
yeah, damn it.
Me and Black Freezy had, well, we all kind of had the same 3 as far as Barkley, Breda, and Gray. It was the 4th guy that we was different on. Well, not me and Black Freezy. We was the same on Corbin making that 4th guy. But J-Rock, he had Gary Brightwell still making it. So that was his 4th guy. But, yeah, everybody had the 4th.
Yeah, I would have went with Corbin, too. So 4 and Corbin for me.
Gotcha. All right. How many wide receivers do you have?
Wide receivers. Let's get into the wide outs.
Oh, so, and speaking, while he's doing that, speaking of Danny DeVito, nephew, you know what I'm saying? Grandson or whatever we want to call him. But DeVito just got cut. Tommy DeVito. Let me get his name right real quick. Tommy DeVito.
So it is Tyro. It's Tyro then.
Yeah, man.
He did? Okay.
I weighed about 25 minutes ago, so.
Breaking news on the shakedown.
You know.
So quarterback is solidified with 2. So salute to Tyrod, you know what I mean? He was like, what you got to say about me now in the corner, mad at
right.
me, is what I said about 5 minutes ago.
And all that shit.
He was like, 5 minutes
cut.
Ago, had me on the
podcast. Yeah, man.
Now I'm all right. Now.
All that shit, but your boy cut. Team Tyrod.
That's all right.
Team
it's all right.
Rod.
Let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 7. I got roll with 7. I got Beasley, Campbell, Hodgins, Hyatt, the Pimp, Shep, and Slate.
You got the Pimp making it, huh?
Well, I don't think he can now. If that's the case, then it would be 8 because Wandell got activated.
Yeah.
So if it came down between that, then it would be 7 but Wandell. But if they, if based off of how I'm building the rest of the roster, if I'm able to keep the Pimp, then I keep the Pimp. And his duties would be specials. That'd be my return bell dude right there. I don't care what you say.
I got you. But let me say this as well off that news of Wandell Robinson, because on the prediction, I didn't have Wandell there because he was still on PUP, of course.
Hold on. My bad. I say this real quick. Beasley, get on the bus, bro. Wandell, take that spot, and I keep the Pimp conscious free. Boom. Go ahead.
Oh, my gosh. What the fuck? Okay, bro, what the fuck? I got another breaking news, too. Whoa. That's what happens when you go AM show. You're getting all this news. All right? Well, real quick, let's finish what I was saying. Because Wando was on PUP yesterday in the prediction show, you will hear me not have him on my 53-man roster. Still have 7 wide receivers. But I'm going to X out Stills. Stills will get cut. And my 7 will now be Isaiah Hodgins, Darius Slayton, Jalen Hyatt, Paris Campbell, Sterling Shepard, Wandell Robinson, and Jamison Crowder. All right? That is my 7 wide receivers. Now, breaking news. Breaking news. God damn, that boy Shane ain't playing around, bruh. What the fuck is going on? Like, what the fuck is going on, son?
What do you do?
Breaking news. Don't know what motherfuckers know. But I'm breaking it to y'all, okay? The New York Giants has just traded a 2nd round pick for defensive end Boogie Basham. Boogie Basham.
For who?
Whoa. What's going on with Joe Sean? Whoa. Is that boy not cooking? Also, the Giants had cut Tyree Phillips, too. I thought he was going to make the 53.
Yeah, they give somebody else. They know that offensive line crazy.
Yeah, after seeing all this shit, man, I got to believe they ain't done with offensive line.
Yeah, they can't.
I mean, you just traded for Boogie Basham. You traded for Isaiah Simmons, bro. What the fuck is going on?
That's what I think. Another defense can do?
Whoa.
What, something else happened?
No, that's just it, bro.
You said, whoa,
too. Oh, my God.
I was like, oh, shit, something else happened?
Shane is going crazy right now. But, yeah, man.
So who leaves in his absence? Or do they? I don't know. That's curious.
That's, whoo. And that's already a strength, bro. Like, come on, G.
Come on, G. What's the
door? Whoa. God damn. Yo, Wink going, yo, he's going to go bananas this season. He got everything that he wants. Everything. He got everything he want, bro. Like, what the fuck, bro? They spoiled this man. Is it Christmas for Wink or something?
I need me another tackle and another guard, because I didn't even see one thing that's on the 53 y'all had yesterday. I didn't see McKeithen on there.
Yeah, I had McKeithen. He was one of my four guards.
Okay.
But, yeah, let's get back to the festivities, man. Man, Boogie Basham, y'all. Boogie motherfucking Basham. Boogie. Oh,
Boogie,
my God.
Boogie. You know he's there. For your ass. Okay, go ahead.
Boogie motherfucking Basham, y'all. God, dog. All right. Well, now, you said you got the 7 wide receivers. We already established that. Let's go to the tight end. How many you got right there?
Tight ends is 3. And they align with you guys, Waller, Bellinger, and Kaiser. Tommy Sweeney getting injured was a bad thing, but it took away a decision that I thought would have been tough, and it probably would have changed the dynamic of your team building later on that to the other positions. But so I think they go with 3 and be good with that 3. It's a good tight end room with these 3.
Gotcha. All right, now here's the bullshit now.
Yeah.
Yep. How many tackles do you have?
Mm-hmm. Hit you with the So, let's see. Neil, 1, 2. And they got rid of Phillips, so they got 3 with Pert. Jitterbug Pert. Saw this dude literally false start 3 times in a row, bro. They called him once, and then he did it 2 times after, and they just got tired. It was like, yo, we'll be here all day fucking with this dude. Keep stopping the game because his ass keep flinching. I saw it. And they ain't call it. But he false started 3 plays in a row. I was like, oh, my God. I was like, oh, shoot, they didn't call it. Phew. He would have cost us so many yards already. It was only in the first quarter. It was crazy, bro. But, yeah, man, begrudgingly, I want to say, well, they got to keep more tackles than that. I mean, but that's all they got. That's what I'm saying. You're out there with the change cup in this position, bro. What do you mean? I mean, I know you just got excited about the boogie woogie, but my initial reaction is like, what the fuck, man? That's not good news at all to me. I don't like that shit. I would have loved for them to get one. I ain't got no problem with Basham. It's not the player. It's the oversaturation in the area is what I got a problem with. You know what I mean? When, you know what I mean? If I haven't felt this way about a player since Reuben Randle, bro. I saw the dude blocking with his wrist. He took that Pusha T song too seriously. Okay. Neck and wrist. He's so light team. I keep blowing past him. You know what I'm saying? That shit too fucking literal, bro. The motherfucker was blocking with his wrist. I know what you said about they do. It's like somebody doing, and Carl Banks called the shit out too, talking about, oh, he did good on that one. I was like, that's what you want to hear. Yeah, right. I'm going to tell you how I feel. You read the shit, man. Read it there. It's going to be us.
Nah, son. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't think you know who this guy is. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's a reason why they are high-fiving and hugging right now in the front offices in New Jersey. Like, bruh, this is a guy just like Simmons, bro. Just like Simmons.
Don't
you
dare.
Highly covered out of college. It ain't really go the way he planned it or everybody else planned it for him for the Bills because they got so many fucking guys over there. He can't even fucking reach the motherfucking shit. So they just had this wonderful talent just sitting there. And now he's on the New York Football Giants. And you like, yeah, it's maybe oversaturation. No, it's not. Can you remember when we was...
Oh, you talking about Basham.
No, I know. What I'm saying is, can you remember when we was the shit? It's when, yeah, I mean, we had the straight hands and the OCs and the tucks of the world, and we still going to go out and draft Kiwanuka in the first round.
But that's different.
The more bodies, the more merrier, baby.
That's different.
No, bro. This is amazing. When you watching him play against the Dallas Cowboys, don't you sit there and be clapping, oh my gosh, look at Boogie Basham. Oh, Boogie Hoogie Hoogie. No, don't you say nothing because you wasn't shooting in the gym.
Nah, you know what? I'm exactly going to say something.
You ain't happy about this. What the hell wrong with you?
Allow me to retort. And I'm going to tell you why. I'm going to tell you exactly why. Because you want to bring up JPP and OCs and the straight hands and the Kiwanukas came in as the fifth man and this, that, and the third. Look at the line that we had at the time, Shakes. These were all pro players on the offensive line, and they had strong backups. That's not the case.
What are you talking about, bro?
What do you mean what I'm talking about? I just
said that. What are you talking about? We just added to this line of Dexter Lawrence, Big Cat, who I told y'all yesterday, that's the best duo in the league. Argue it. But after that, then you got Nachos and A'shaun Robinson back there. That's fucking amazing. And now you got Boogie fucking Basham? Get the fuck out of here. Get the fuck out of here. Bro,
I don't know what the hell wrong with you this morning.
But this shit is amazing.
If you already got nice cars, I don't understand why you can't add to your house.
Wow.
It's time to put some equity into your house if you already got enough cars.
You're wilding, son.
At the time when they did that and had all this double dipping in the same area and putting a lot of talent in one in certain areas, that's fine. But when you already have the other area solidified, which is the other side, the other trench.
It's the same thing, bro. Something else is going to be not fucking right. You know what I mean? You're going to have a position that's not going to be right. Back then, we ain't have no linebackers. We ain't have no tight ends. No matter of fact. Yeah, I can say that. No tight ends. And
we had a tight ends coach.
Offensive
that was
line, and the offensive line was declining. All right? You know what I'm saying?
Not at that time.
Yes, it was. Think about it, bro. The offensive line started declining in 2010, 2011. This is the era that I'm talking about with the D-linemen. Pause. When you sitting there going double-dipping and drafting Kiwanuka in the first damn round, when you got all those motherfuckers... You got four fucking guys already? This is what I'm trying to tell you, bro. That's always been the strength of the New York Football Giants, bro.
I'm telling you now, strong enough backups to be able to solidify when you making an extra purchase for something and getting another player that you didn't need. And I'm going to say it because they definitely needed to solidify some depth for this line. And that's what we're talking about. And that would have been the smarter play. You can be excited about Basham. Glad he's here. You can be excited about him. But at the same time, I'm telling you the truth. And you know it's true. They had an opportunity, and they still do. It's not over. They still
team
building, but they better
give
me.
That's what I'm waiting for you to finish because I'm like, yo, he's not done.
Better give me some depth on this line. That's what I need because you got assets to protect, and you got strong assets.
I think all you really have to do. Well, I ain't gonna say that, but for me, if he just goes out there and just get that swing tackle for me, I'm good. I don't need nothing, though. I'm all right. You know what I'm saying?
Go
with the rest of the backups, with the guards and all that. Guards. I can do that. But, you know what I mean? I need a legit swing tackle, and I think somebody's going to get cut, and we're going to swoop him right up. Right off the waivers. Swoop him.
Yeah, that should definitely happen. That should definitely
you
happen.
I mean?
That'd be cool. Because
that's why I'm
sitting
here telling you,
Jones,
yo, this Boogie Basham shit is amazing.
But real, I also believe that Daniel Jones ain't going to be the type that's going to, he'll move the ball better even with our starters. You know what I mean? It was looking the way it was looking because of DeVito and Tyrod. But, you know what I mean? What we got, but they need to swing tackle. I think that's, what up, Jay Rock?
What's going on?
It's the Rock.
Hey, Chase. You tweeted out the wrong number, man.
Oh, that's crazy. Man, I kept fucking that damn number up, too. I don't know what the fuck.
515-605.
You put 505.
Figured that. All right. I knew it was something that was fucking up. I'm like, I don't look right. But all right, whatever, y'all. I tweeted that shit.
Yeah. Wake your ass up. It happened to me, too. I set the show, and that's why I don't schedule shit and I just go live. You know what I mean? Because you schedule it, and I don't know what the hell happened, but it was scheduled. I was sitting here waiting, and as soon as it got down to one, I was hitting the button, and it took forever. So if you want, by the time the dude said you want to start your show, I got a thanks for your show. I was like, what the hell? So how does that happen?
Because I went in there, I'm like, yo, what the hell is this show? This man just... He just texted the whole link and everything. I'm like, all right, bet. I'll go in there. It's no show. I'm like, what the fuck?
Word. The fuck? So, one of my fault, America. But what's up, Rock?
J-Rock, man, how you feeling about Boogie Basham, man? Please let us know, man.
I just saw it. I just went on the computer. I was like, oh, what's this right here? Boogie Basham.
Boogie.
And you know he's there. It's like impossible for me not to say that after you say that every time. I don't know why.
Got to, bro. For some odd reason, like, you know what I mean? You just start grooving, like, you want to do the line dance and shit, even if you don't even know how to do it, you just like...
And you talk about it all the time, too. We talk about everybody that always do that shit. We was like, look at them over there. But then, here you go.
Yeah, you know I mean? To yourself.
I mean, but that's telling me that they not really satisfied with the people they got.
That's crazy
right?
to me. No,
that's what I
asked
you.
Because
they keep training for players, man. They keep training for players, and I don't think it's going to stop. So they not satisfied, like, you know, a lot of Giants fans are satisfied with these players. I think this roster is going to change a lot. And a lot of people are going to be upset because a lot of they so-called favorite players ain't going to be here no more.
Like who?
Hell yeah.
Well, we all know that. But we all know that this is the white horse for Shep, bro. This is it. He's riding off in the sunset. You know what I mean?
Bro, Shep, look, I say Shep plays a total of six games. If Shep gets hurt, he's done. He's going to pack it up and leave. He is done with the Giants if he gets hurt. He better never get hurt again.
Because
he is done.
Yeah, I hope he. Yeah, it has to be far in between.
Like, this is his final season. Like, I don't understand what y'all don't know about.
It has to. I get what he's saying. It has to be far in between. And this year, this season, he has to be healthy the whole season. And I hope that he is. And I'm optimistic that he will be.
For what, though? If he's healthy for all the season, for what?
He got a new field.
For him to play next year?
With that. Huh?
For him to play next year?
Going.
For what?
He's going after this year. This is the thing I'm saying.
That's what I'm saying.
But then he's going to get that contract up all
right. Games. At 14 games, it doesn't matter. This is his white horse.
Didn't he sign the extension, though, I thought?
The one
no,
year.
He signed the extension.
He just signed the 1 year.
Oh, okay.
To come back on his white horse and go out the way he's supposed to.
Yeah, I think because of age, yeah, he doesn't resign. But hopefully this year.
He's going to retire. Period. I don't know what we're talking about here.
I don't know about that.
Y'all wildin'.
Y'all wildin'.
This is his final season, y'all.
I think he actually has three more seasons left in him.
No.
You know what I mean?
No. This is his final season, and he's going to retire a Giant. Watch what I say. And please, I want y'all to remember this and give me my credit. Please.
Nah, I see two more seasons. I see him from, if he does well and stays healthy this year, I can see him re-signing for, you know, depending on how the wide receiver class moves on or whatever.
Yo, you funny. All right. Well, watch.
I can see that, man.
I done told y'all everything that happened with Shep for 2 years now.
Nah.
I told y'all he's going to be here. He's going to be here. Now I'm telling y'all where he's going to go, and you telling me he's going to...
Nah, I take that.
Listen to me.
I agree.
But I'm trying to tell y'all something, okay? The dude is done after this season.
Yeah, I didn't like what I said after I said it.
If he doesn't get injured, right, he's going to re-sign with the Giants, which I don't think he is, or he's going to go somewhere else and play another year. But he's not going to retire.
Bro,
not after
I'm going to tell you this right now. And I'm going to say this.
If,
I'm going
if he
off,
gets injured,
I'm going
if he
off
gets
the ledge
injured,
at this point. This is how confident that I am with it. He can play all 16, all 17. He can play all 17. I'm telling you right now. Play all 17.
Yeah,
he can go to the playoffs. play all the playoff games, and even if we go to Super Bowl, he play that too. Right? I'm telling you, right after that shit, he's going to say, and he's going to go on that podium, and he's going to cry, okay? And he's going to thank everybody, you know what I mean? And he's going to thank everybody and the organization, and he's going to retire and be in blue. It doesn't, I'm trying to tell y'all this.
I don't know what you get, because he said, oh, I'm not going to go out like that. That's where you get your information from? Because he made that statement?
I'm telling y'all what I know. He's done.
You don't know that. You don't know that.
I know this. This is what I'm trying to tell y'all. Y'all don't understand. I told y'all I know that he's coming back years ago. I told y'all I know he's coming back this season. And I'm telling y'all, after this season, he's done. And I'm going to be right once again. Once again.
Hello, motherfucker.
Okay.
But let's Boogie Basham, you all right with it? You good? You happy? How you feeling about it?
Yeah, like I said, they're going to keep turning over this roster, man. They're not satisfied with these players.
I wasn't satisfied with what, you know, what they already addressed. Like, think about it. Like, with the linebackers, I kept saying I wanted to go after Deion Jones. That's how bad I wanted another linebacker in this motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? I was mad about Deion Jones. Like, fuck. But I'm so happy about Deion Jones now because we got Isaiah Simmons.
We'll go Isaiah,
for him.
Baby.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, I mean, that's why I said I wasn't satisfied with. So they go out and do that. I'm definitely wasn't just satisfied with the line just being like that. I mean, it was good. It's cool. Like, I definitely thought it was a strength of our team. But back to what I was saying to you earlier, LRP, when we was in our heyday, when we was
you
our
back
best.
When you was wildin'?
No, when you wildin'. You know what I'm saying? And back in our heyday and back in our best, we sat there and had all these defensive linemen, no matter what. It was straight hand, OC, all Tucks, all that, and we still go out there and draft Kiwanuka in the first round. Like, bro, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, J-Rock, I'm glad you're here. So you bought that
they
shit.
Said, you know what? Hold
what
on.
Was
hold
our
on,
line being back
on.
Then?
Yeah. Huh?
What was our line looking like back then when they did those moves?
Oh, we had a monster. We had a monster defensive line.
No, I'm talking about the offensive line.
I'm talking about the offensive line.
How were we
rating
as far as
and if you can remember, if you recall, the offensive
line
started to decline around 2010 and 2011.
Yeah.
That was the last of the Mohicans.
It was, but when they picked those guys up, though, our offensive line was good to go.
No, it wasn't. They were old as fuck, bro. They already done won a Super Bowl and some more shit.
Which time are you talking about, LRP?
I'm talking about the first time. That's when that's where Strahan and OC going the first that 07 Super Bowl
07.
Run.
Mm-hmm.
When those guys started to become Pro Bowlers,
it was 2011. The second Super Bowl is when they
right?
started
That's
to
what
climb.
I'm saying. Go ahead though. Finish.
Yeah. The second
but when
Super
they brought
Bowl
in
when
Pierre
they started
Paul Strahan, and Strahan was already there, but when they brought in Pierre Paul and OC, and then they also had back then they had another dude before Kiwanuka. I forget, but our offensive line was good to go when they made those moves. Is what I'm telling him.
Oh, it
so
wasn't,
it was
bro.
No
that
need.
They was dying.
The second set, yeah.
And that's what I'm saying. And they still was drafting JPP in the first round when they had every other fucking defensive lineman. So
you're
I'm trying to tell you.
You're talking about two different eras. What I'm saying is when they started investing in
well,
that defensive area.
All I'm telling you is, bro, is that's what makes the Giants the best, bro. is when they having all that fucking defensive linemen and they still grabbing up motherfucking defensive linemen to fucking ante up on that shit. So it's always a rotation, and we always going after that fucking quarterback. We beating the fucking shit out of that quarterback, bro.
And I'm telling you, with what you already had, J-Rock, this is what I'm trying to tell you. I ain't got no problem with Bass, but when you already got enough cars,
this man's
you completely leaving your house. You ain't putting no equity in your house. And everybody goddamn know your house is the most important because that's what keeps you sheltered. And if you ain't got no daggone depth, that offensive line, your assets and wide receivers, your running back, and all these people that you want to spark, which can be definitely deafening and just as equally as deadly as your offensive side, which you've already been building on all offseason, it makes no sense. I don't care who name it is. It makes no sense not to be able to make an equal move to your offensive line. Equally
now, the only reason why, the only way I would say you're not wilding,
bring me an offensive lineman.
That's the only way I would say you're not wilding. If they don't sit there and address the offensive line, which I'm damn sure, pretty sure that they're going to do it, and what I said earlier, all they got to do is give me a third swing tackle and I'm fine. All right? But, and I'm pretty sure that that's going to come between trades or the waivers. It don't matter. Don't matter with Shane. Obviously, he's going ahead and upgrading. Just like J-Rock said, he's getting these motherfuckers up out of there. If you are fucking bummed, you're out of here, bro. You're out of here. You're out of here.
J-Rock, what do you
Let me say this. Let me say this about Kiwanuka, though. They fucked that man career up. Because he was a defensive end in Boston College. They brought him in. We already had the defensive ends, so they were like, let's put him at outside line.
Linebacker, yeah.
And they fucked his career up. He could have been one of the best defensive ends up there with Strahan. But they fucked him up so bad, man. I was
so
disappointed.
It was a 3-4 defense, but we was a 4-3 defense. It just was like, what the fuck are we doing?
Yeah.
Like,
he wasn't,
like, what are we doing?
And you could see it. Like, he was not comfortable with being out on the outside as a linebacker at all. His strength was being the defensive end, and they messed that whole shit up, man. Mm. I always remember them years.
Yep.
You're here.
But... yeah, man. He's wild, and that's the only way I would say you're not wild is if they don't address the offensive line. If they don't address the offensive line, then you got a point, LRP. You are on point. If they don't address that offensive line, I will come back and say, you were correct, bro, because what the fuck is they doing with this offensive line? I'm going to say that to you. But I'm telling you right now, you're wilding because week one, it's going to be a swing tackle right there in Big Blue. Because I'm looking at Shane, and he's not playing around, bro. He's not playing around. Oh, we need linebacker help? Well, I'm going to go trade for Isaiah Simmons. Oh, we ain't done with motherfucking defensive linemen? Let's go trade for Boogie Oogie Oogie. The fuck is you talking about?
Yeah, you got to get some offensive linemen in here, man.
Who subtract? Who do we subtract to this addition? Or who do you know?
Where,
who goes?
At what position?
At
position are you talking about?
At Basham's position. Or is this just an extra dude?
Whoever.
I don't give a fuck.
It doesn't matter right now.
I need to get into Basham's life then, I guess. If y'all,
you're damn right you do.
You're damn right you do.
That's why you're talking like that, bro.
Basham's still young. It's just his third year. He's still young.
It's why you're talking like that, bro. You don't know his life, bro. I know who he is.
All right. Well, bring me a tackle and I'll be happy about it.
And I'm telling you right now, That Boogie Oogie Oogie shit, we're going to be saying that a lot this season. A lot.
All I'm saying is Matt Pert better turn into Method Man on Versus. You know what I'm saying?
I don't think Pert going to be on his team now. Now I'm looking at it. All bums are getting out of here.
Bum stiggities.
All bums are getting out of here. I think J-Rod was right all along. Purge is out of here, bro.
He might take Fox spot.
I don't think so.
Hey. You already got rid of the ox. Can't have the ox and the fox. Yeah. It don't make no sense. It's not marketable.
My whole shit. My whole shit gone.
The
whole phrase gone. That's fucked up.
It's not marketable. Gotta go.
Damn.
Yo, how y'all feel about Jerry? How y'all feel about Jerry just going to get Trey Lance off the humble? And then popping his ass up like, this is the new son. You know, he's going to take your room.
Nah, that's, you know what that is? That's all for negotiations, bro. Because you know that his guaranteed money is up this year. So next year, when he's trying to renegotiate, they're going to throw Trey Lance up in his face. That's all negotiation.
We can move on with Trey Lance, you know.
That's why they're going to be last. Unpopular opinion, but everybody, I'm so glad this came to my brain. I told a dude yesterday at work that unpopular opinion, Dallas is going to be in fourth place this year. I got Washington Commanders placing third in a fight between Giants and Eagles. But unpopular opinion, bullshit here this morning. Because of Jerry Jones, yet again, their ass is going to be last now. You know what I mean? I really believe so.
Mm. I mean, I was like, wow, what the fuck, man? Like, I'm flabbergasted by it all. And, you know, I seen like a statement or something, or maybe a comment or something he said. I'm not sure if it was like before or after the trade. I'm not sure. But they said that Trey Lance was saying like he wanted to get traded to somewhere where he can be a legit number two. So I'm like, what the fuck? So he wasn't going to be a number two in San Francisco? Like, what the fuck was going on? Like,
exactly.
Nah, they said, from what I was reading, they said Sam Darnold was beating him out.
What the fuck?
I think, bro.
He did.
So I think for them to save face, they was like, let's trade him. So he can save face. Cause this dude's
crazy, bro.
Yeah, I heard that this morning, too. It was... For San Fran, they just, you know, they want to do right by the kid because, you know, there's no hard feelings, but he just got outplayed. You know what I mean? He ain't ready yet. And, you know what I mean? So, savvy move. But it's been a fantastic show. I definitely want to get these closing remarks in as we get on winding things down. Please download this episode. Check us out afterwards. Download on Blog Talk. Download on YouTube. And subscribe. We are a handful of subscribers away. 35, I believe. But I'm going to say 40 just to round up. You know 34. What I'm saying? Because we want
34
that.
To be exact.
34 to be the exact. We want to get to that. We on that drive for 5. You know what I mean? 500, that is. And please, and support, subscribe, tell a friend to tell a friend, Shakedown Sports Podcast. Shouts out to everybody that put in for the fantasy. You know what I mean? Let the festivities begin. We're going to talk about the draft next episode and everybody's draft grade on YouTube, Shakedown, on the flagship. You know what I mean? So join us tomorrow night. Closing statements to the brothers, J-Rock and then Shakes.
Yeah, man. Even though I missed the whole thing, man, good episode. I think the reason why they got Basham is because Darnay Holmes gave back some of that money so they could sign him.
So that's right.
Salute to you, Darnay.
They gave back that money. Let's go get Basham.
Yeah, man, for knowing the situation, bro. Shout out to my son for knowing the situation and saying, yo, y'all ain't going to cut me. I'm good. I'm good. Y'all want some of this money back?
Can of corn.
You
better not cut me. Here's a can of corn, man.
You want some of this? Hey, look, take this back. I'm good. Just keep me on the roster.
You got to tune in, bro. We got 12 seconds left. But tune in. Download this episode for the closing remarks as we get off air. There'll be a piece left over for the people. So, peace. Enjoy.
Yeah, live sex.
That ain't
done.
Quite time that right.
Damn, bro.
I thought 3 minutes was enough. It wasn't.
Yeah, I thought 3 was. Yeah, man.
It's all good.
Yeah, we in the, we still in the live section or we in the record?
New downloadable recording.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah.
But yeah, man. It's crazy, big boogie bashing like that. I'm anticipating.
You
are like,
for this.
Yeah, I am. I am,
is
man.
He a, is he a DL
like,
or
oh,
a DT? What is he? I don't even know.
Like defensive end, probably slash offensive outside linebacker.
So he's a true edge or outside
yeah.
linebacker or
yeah,
true edge.
Yeah, he's an edge.
Bastion. Yeah.
Yeah, he is. He a defensive man. Yeah, edge.
Oh, okay. I ain't mad at that. A true edge. I ain't mad at that.
But that's what we need, though, man.
Saying, bro. This shit is amazing.
But you got hella options, too. With him being the true edge and the addition of Parakeet and Simmons and, you know, Kayvon and shit, he might be because they might not be satisfied with his ease. So his ass might be to find himself rotational. So...
Man, you gotta have something. Yeah, you know I mean, just in case Aziz go down, you can't be. Yeah, you know I mean.
Yeah.
Like
now
you
that
I,
you
like,
know what I mean.
Depending on the option, you know what I'm saying, and you know I love the option, all, but yeah, you know I mean, I don't want to have to depend on him. That's some bullshit.
You said,
you know what I'm saying? Man, that's some bullshit. So yeah, man.
You said some shit like that yesterday when you and Rock was on, man. It had me crying. I ain't go get a chance to go back and listen. But that shit was funny. It was just random, just like that. And I was like, that shit is hilarious.
Yeah, man. Definitely. Shit, man. My closing statement here. Great show. Even though we ain't finished your 53-man roster, I think we got through the offense. We ain't get to the defense, though.
Yeah.
That's cool. Yeah, I mean, that's pretty cool.
It's pretty much aligned with y'all's, though, to tell you the truth.
True.
You know what I mean? It really did. So what we did talk about, was I thought was great. You know what I mean? And we'll cover it if need be. But I'm pretty sure they can give a shit.
No doubt. Plus the 53 is on the way, 4 o'clock, so, you know what I mean? At 4 p.m., all this shit is a mute point. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly. You know what I mean? Be like, I told
man.
You the whole time that the motherfuckers was going to go 7.
Straight up. Yeah, man. So, yeah, man, great episode. What else I wanted to make sure I go ahead, please go to Shakedown Media Network. If you listen to this part right now anyway, you're listening to it on the Shakedown Media Network. So if you go ahead and look down, go ahead and press subscribe if it still don't say that you are subscribed already. Go ahead and hit that button for us, man. And also... I'm going to go ahead and do this on this show right here, but I'm going to announce it as well on the next episode. But if you don't know, I already tweeted out, already put the promos out on Facebook, but I have my own show on Fans First Sports Network. So go ahead, definitely take a click to that shit, because it's definitely going to help out your boy. In so many ways, I'm trying to tell y'all, all right? In so many ways. Just go ahead and click it. Even if you don't like me, just click it for your boy. You know what I mean? Just say, all right, yeah, I mean, I don't even want handshakes bullshit, but I'm going to click it just to help him out and shit. Please, do that. All right? All right, do that. Help me. Help me. Knuckle.
Help me. Help you. Grabbing at his coat, America, like Jerry Maguire. You know what I'm saying? Like, help me. Help you. Go.
Help
you remember
me.
How frustrated he was running around that bathroom? He was so frustrated with that. Do you got a fax of me, baby? You know? So his ass nuts.
Bro. Yeah, man. So definitely, man. Go ahead, man. It's gonna be on all media platforms, Spotify, iTunes, all that good shit, man. So definitely go ahead and click on that, man. Take a and help your boy out, man. It's gonna be called New York Giants Shakes It Up, and yeah, definitely support your boy. But other than that, man, it's Shakedown for life for me, man. Ain't nothing else. You know what I mean? But want to say, you know, it's been a crazy couple weeks for me. Like, roller coaster, you know what I mean? Roller coaster, getting a deal and, you know, losing my grandmother, somebody that I've been taking care of for the last 6-7 years. And it's crazy because y'all been on that journey with me, even though I don't talk too much about my real life situations. You know, y'all been there where I was like, you know, oh, I got to go to South Carolina to go, you know, go take care of my grandmother on air, you know, just like, yeah, I'm going to South Carolina, y'all, you know what I'm saying? I'll be there, so anybody in South Carolina, y'all hit me up. You know, that's, I said all those things, you know what I mean? And y'all been there throughout the journey, and, you know, now that, you know, she's passed,
take your time, brother. Take your time.
Now that she has passed, I'm glad that I had the support that I have with my brothers here.
So.
And they've been with me throughout the whole time, and they know how much that meant to me. So, shout outs to my grandmother, and it's gonna be up for me, nothing but up for me, though. That's it.
Tell you what, I didn't want to get flagged by YouTube, but that was special. And salute to the brother for sharing that and releasing it and empowering himself by getting it off his chest and saying what he feel to go through, what he need to go through. And you damn right, we here for you, here for the family. Shakedown for life. Y'all already know. We're family over here. Keep building with us. Join the tribe. We are who we say we are.
Fan first, like we always say around this time. Respect y'all agree with us, but damn sure respect y'all understand. Understand? So don't get shook up because we keep shit live. Shakedown, rep New York Giants on that drive for 5. We out of there. Love you, Grandma.
Love you, too.